because Common kind of made it a reality for him as well, I think. But, you know, I think a big reason why he moved to LA was the same reason why I did, to be closer to Mando.
Your niggas like, what the fuck is this? Shit. Damn, look at this, what kind of luck is this? Mad Libman, dealers, illest, my nigga. Only haters holler, they can't feel us. Niggas wanna get looser than we.
Looser than we?
But just gonna be a loser to me and Dilla. Killer, talking about how you pill Casper, nigga, you're softer than a pillar. Back slapping your neck while you're covered in wreck, cause you're bluffing and you ain't saying nothing, it's bad.
That nigga always lying.
Anyway, I'm straight high off the trees. Your girl don't wanna lie, she just wanna get on her knees.
Turn it up.
Y'all niggas must be out of your head if your system ain't up to the red.
Sveriges Radio.
Och här är Ekot. USAs president Donald Trump har i ett telefonsamtal med en amerikansk journalist sagt att han är förbannad på Putin och hotat med att införa ytterligare tullar mot Ryssland. Simon Isaksson är vår utsända i USA.
Ja, men det är ju NBC News då som rapporterar att Trump säger att han är arg och förbannad. Det här är då efter att president Vladimir Putin nyligen sagt att han vill se en övergångsregering i Ukraina och att han också vill göra slut på ukrainska trupper. Det här är uttalanden som Trump inte tycker går i rätt riktning för att nå en vapenvila. Och skulle det var omöjligt att få till en vapenvila och Trump tycker att det är Rysslands fel. Det är då han säger att han kan införa upp till 50% tullar på rysk olja. Och också att andra länder som vill handla med USA inte ska använda rysk olja då heller. Men han säger också att han ska prata med Putin i veckan i något form av telefonsamtal.
Och hur ska man då tolka det här från Trump? Han har ju tidigare varit i öppet bråk med Ukrainas president Volodymyr Zelensky i Vita huset och kallat Zelensky för en diktator.
Ja, det här är väl att för Trump att visa att han ändå också inte helt och hållet är på den ryska sidan som man får kritik för när han har varit hård och aggressiv mot Ukraina istället, utan det här är ett sätt för honom att visa att han är balanserad. Ett sätt för Trump att visa att han är tuff mot båda sidor så att säga för att få det han vill.
Så har vår utsände Simon Isaksson i samtal med Katarina Bojve. Och nu om den fängslade svenska journalisten i Turkiet. Utrikesminister Maria Malmer Stenegard kommer att ta upp Joakim Edins fall när hon träffar sin turkiska kollega i veckan, säger hon.
Jag kommer ju åka på NATOs utrikesministermöte i veckan och då kommer jag ju framföra till min kollega hur oerhört angeläget det här fallet är för den svenska regeringen. Men exakt hur vår dialog går kommer jag inte att kunna gå in på.
Det var i torsdag som den svenska journalisten greps i Istanbul. Nu är han formellt misstänkt för terrorkoppling. Något som inte stämmer enligt Andreas Gustafsson, chefredaktör på Dagens ETC där Joakim Edin jobbar. Och i fredags gick Andreas Gustafsson ut och krävde att regeringen agerar direkt och skarpt. Enligt utrikesministern har Joakim Edins fall högsta prioritet. Nu försöker man få brottsanklagelserna i skrift. Och generalkonsulatet i Istanbul försöker få till ett besök för att se till att han under omständigheterna mår väl, säger hon.
Vi har noterat den formella bekräftelsen från presidentkansliet, men vi har alltså inte fått se det här i skrift och det är någonting som vi jobbar på.
Säger alltså utrikesminister Maria Malmer Stenegard, reporter Ellen Rosenqvist. Internationella Röda Kors och Röda Halvmånefederationens generalsekreterare säger i ett uttalande idag att han är upprörd över att 8 nödhjälpsarbetare miste livet i ett israeliskt anfall i Gaza i förra veckan, det rapporterar AFP. När ska detta sluta, frågar han sig och påpekar att det var fråga om hängiven ambulanspersonal i ambulanser försedda med märken som skulle ha skyddat dem. Volvo Cars vd Jim Rowan får lämna bolaget efter 3 år. Ett överraskande vd-byte eftersom Volvo Cars trots allt går bra, säger Handelsbankens fordonsanalytiker Hampus Engelau.
Men det är klart att när aktien går sämre
än de tyska bolagen i år, trots att man går operativt bättre. Samtidigt som att man var tvungen att revidera ner tillväxtplanen i år och säga att det blir svårt att till och med växa försäljningen i år. Det är klart att det kan ha haft sin inverkan, men det måste vara någonting mer där till, skulle jag säga. Det är väldigt snabba puckar här.
Han går på dagen och nästa vd kommer på tisdag.
Precis. Ja. Då är man liksom... Ja, då är man ju oense.
Om eller vad styrelsen eventuellt varit oenig om med vdn kommenterar inte bolaget.
Och Jim Rowan ersätts under de kommande 2 åren av den tidigare vdn Håkan Samuelsson, medan bolaget söker efter en ny permanent vd. Reporter där var Margareta Svensson. Och så vädret, imorgon växer en högtrycksrygg in över landet och det blir mestadels uppehåll och sol. Gotland kan få en del skurar och över Tornedalen drar snöfallet bort. Från sen eftermiddag ökar molnigheten västerifrån över Norrland. I söder 6-12 grader, i norr 2-10. Det avslutar Ekot i studion, Johan Hellström.
In many ways Detroit is the future. Not a positive future, but a negative future. If the whole world or if other parts of the world were to neglect their economic situations and to neglect their educational systems, their city could end up like Detroit.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. My large Detroit, Michigan, that's my wonderful town.
This darkness almost kind of reflects a light because it is so dark. You know, it's kind of like the beautiful ugly, as I like to call it. You know what I'm saying? Like this urban decay kind of creates its own setting, its own understanding, its own culture, its own ideas. You know what I'm saying? And it defines like a curve that can't be followed by any other city.
It's so much of that happening, you know, day to day, like, you know, real life, you know, outside of the music. You know, that I deal with and that I see every day.
The views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artists, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials.
It's for you. It's for you. Yeah, it's for my street niggas. Feel it. On the count of three, say fuck the police. 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. Yeah, fuck them. Applaud any nigga.
Damn right, I'm.
We could lose a few of them. We got enough of them. My niggas on the corner, they be dodging and ducking them. Bitches getting pulled over, end up fucking them. For real. And see, now we got these fake cops. They thought he had a gun. Made a mistake, cops. I hate cops. Turn on the TV. Is this another cop busted from illegal business? They out of control. They out of their minds. They pulling you over. They hopping inside. Just... Know you got drugs and know you got guns. And they know when they mad when they can't find none. Stupid, don't you know they give in at the stash box? The he be in and need a key to get in it. In the offended people suck my balls. All y'all off the wall get stupid, dawg. Don't hold back, don't let go. Don't say damn, just say whoa. Police, 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. Yeah, don't they know what's dangerous in these streets? Don't they know what's gangs of us? Grow deep, nigga. We OGs fill up the whole deep, nigga. Hell with the flows and there with the beats. Hell in the rover, it's over homes, the whole these. The reason we hold things is no peace in the streets with the police in the streets. Yo, it's cops the old niggas, though, for O's and keys. It's more than the beef with the 5-0. In the streets with the 5-0, it's a game of survival, dude. Now tell me, who protects me from you? I got people who buy texts and weed from you. And all a nigga see in the news is cop corruption. Niggas getting popped for nothing. And niggas getting stopped and the cops pull out Glocks and bust them. Y'all need to get shot for nothing. Cause we don't hold back, we let go. We don't say damn, we just say whoa.
Jay
Della var på väg bort från Detroit där han kände sig missförstådd och som en i mängden. Ett av Jays mest laddade utspel. 2001 års Fuck the Police gjordes efter återkommande konfrontationer med polisen som påverkade honom starkt. 2003 kontrakterades Della av Los Angeles-bolaget Stones Throw. Han verkade ha funnit ett hem som matchade talangen och visionerna. Men samtidigt försämrades hälsan. Jay Della och Madlib möttes i sitt kunnande, missionerande och i viljan att måla en alternativ framtid. De verkade gjorda för varandra. Det fanns dessutom likheter mellan deras fäder. Madlibs pappa Otis Jackson sjöng in Begging for a Broken Heart 1974. Delas lillebror Ella Jay, som såg Madlib som den galne vetenskapsmannen, medan Della var den musikaliska kirurgen.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from
at the Las Gates of California.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Detroit, Michigan. Direct from
at the Las Gates of California.
He be having jewels. It's like. But like, as far as like how I picture him as a mad scientist, and then I picture Dilla as more as like he more like the surgeon, like really precise, like he was really neat, you know, just like zzz, 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 you know, like almost like a robot, you know what I mean? But not in a robotic way, but like everything is so precise that you would think that, you know, he got robots set up doing.
Do you see yourself as a time traveler in music, a space rider?
Yeah, I think so, because I block everything out when I do music and meditate. Like, you know how they say people do yoga and meditate and stuff? I can do music for 2 days straight without sleep, without getting up from my chair, and just do it. And I think I travel somewhere, or somebody traveling through me, or like, it's not all me, basically. You know what I mean? Spirits and things.
Otis Jackson Jr. från Oxnard i Kalifornien förlorar sig själv vid samplen. Uppslukad av sin konst, slutar ögonen och färdas. Jay Della och Madlibs kontakt inleddes när Jay bad Lib att producera några låtar till sitt soloalbum. Skivan som inte blev av. Istället gjorde Madlib på egen hand ett projekt med rap över Della Beats utan att fråga om tillstånd. Han klottrade namnet J-Lib på en CD och sedan pressade Stones Throw upp 250 x på vinyl. Alla trodde att Jay Della skulle bli vansinnig, som han alltid blev om någon använde hans musik utan tillåtelse. Men istället för att löpa amok föreslog Della att han och Madlib skulle göra ett riktigt album ihop. Så föddes J-Lib's Champion Sound.
Get ready.
It always changes. There's no one thing, because I get bored real quick. So I got to try different things. All the music I like that I listen to, from rock to John Cage to Coltrane, I want to try to do, but in my way. Yeah, I try to reconstruct and also deconstruct. You know what I mean? Like, I try to do it all. I can't really describe my music. I just go in and do it. Like, if I, there's no way to describe it for me. I mean, I can't, probably you could, but it's hard for me to describe my music because I don't think about it like how everybody thinks about it. I just do it, and that's it. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you think that cats like you, Dilla and Doom, mean for hip-hop and the evolution of boom bap?
Yeah, we're trying to keep the boom bap alive. You know what I mean? Basically, we're going to do everything, but the main thing we do is, like, the boom bap, like you said, from, you know, the where we started from. You know, checking out the old stuff and bringing it to the new, basically, and making something new out of the old history so the young generation that didn't hear that can hear it our way. You know? And then go look for what we did. You know what I mean?
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place. Come on.
Yeah. Tell me something good, baby. Cause our soul's got something good for you. I want to bring to you my nigga, Jay Dilla. One of the most slept, y'all.
Okay.
Patate. I'ma sign your pity on the running count and pass it to my man.
Holla, get it, popping off from the bottles to the collars. Clap hands, nigga. Get live with it, party with your mans, nigga. It's the official. Hands in the air, let me see the wrist flow. Turn me up another notch in your system. You say you want the hot shit, then listen. Mad Lib and JDZ doing it like we doing it for TV. And you don't wanna change the dial. World premiere, niggas rearrange your styles. Shoulda never been allowed in the game. All y'all fake gangsters out. We shut it down like the enemy. I know all my real niggas feeling me. Official. Time for some real niggas in the game. It's the official. Who let Matt and Dilla in the game? It's the official. Bringing that shit since back in the days. It's the official. 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 Official.
Dilla och Madlib delade upp produktionen och rappade på varandras beats. Att köra till andras rytmer var något Dilla länge velat. Madlib växte i Dillas vackra desorientering. Fortfarande känner han att det är svårt att nå Dillas nivå och nytänkande.
I'm not doing anything new yet. Everything I did, Dilla done, like a lot of dudes already did. But see, I heard everything. You heard certain things, and I heard the whole, you know. Like, so after Dilla, ain't really nothing popping.
Get up in it, start a rub. Get a watchdog, find my roller up. Big wheels, Cadillac grilled up. Keep your Esca, daddy got the Dilla. Custom, plus them. 22s, what you say, what's them? Third row, square tens. I let the bass hit, so they wear in. So loud. Roll out, tint the windows for the hydro cloud. Big trucks, best when it's cold out. Hit me pulling up in front of your house. When I hops in, it gets the chop in. All cheap niggas, keep it knocking, knocking. Here we go, another chapter. I ain't looking no neck, no back. Better get my nuts, my sack. Whether in my truck, my pad. My thug niggas know what I mean. A live bitch, that's what I need. And I ain't about to spend no money on her. Nothing more than 100 on her. To discover and I'm running on her. In a minute I'll be coming on her. That's it, like that quick.
Titelspåret från J-Lab's Champion Sound.
ljudet av en nyfunnen frihet. Vägen framåt hördes redan i samarbetet mellan Dilla och Q-Tip på 99 års Amplified.
Tech hop, I guess, right? Some shit like that, yeah.
Making the machines soulful.
Making the machines soulful? And that's where we're at now. It's like trying to combine, you know, the virtuosity and welcome the technology and use it and make it malleable and mutate it and shape it and alter it and skin your knee and fuck up.
Deras sista insatser i Slum Village innebar en utmaning för övriga medlemmar. Beats byttes ut och blev allt mer elektroniska.
And so we record to these Dilla tracks, you know what I'm saying? They like in a traditional slum sound, you know what I'm saying? When we give them back to him, knowing he, you know, he give them back to us after he'd have mixed them, he flipped all the beats.
To fuck it up, it only takes one, so fill it, y'all.
All the beats was like some electronic kind of beats, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff that you may find on Electric Circus before Electric Circus came out. And it was just like wild. I mean, we loved it, but it was like, okay, how are we gonna do this? You know what I'm saying? We got this electronic stuff over here, we got this stuff over here, Black got this stuff, YG got this stuff. Then someone, I think it was T3, came up with the idea of past, present, future.
Frank and Dank fick också uppleva Dillas återfödelse vid tillverkningen av duons debutalbum.
48 hours, it's not JD, it's J Dilla. 48 hours, Dilla was born with 48 hours. JD is only on one track, and that's My Dukes, number 14.
Come on, this goes out, Two of the mothers across the world,
That's the only track JD is on. All the rest of the tracks is J Dilla. He was just born in, because that's when he wanted to reinvent himself, you know. That's when it wasn't, all the rest of these tracks, there's no samples. He played every last piece, the instruments, the, like it was just like, I give you an example, like Big Booty Express from Road to Detroit. It's all electronic. I want to make everything. I don't want to go to the old school loopy sample. Had the drums and everything is still in there, but it was more live, instrumented, played things of from his past. You know what I mean? From, I mean, like when he was a kid, by playing all the instruments and shit. Like for the sessions, he would go to the musician store and buy instruments and shit. You know, I'm about these crazy ass shakers because I want this certain type of shaker that I hear, or about this crazy ass tambourine and shit. We used to be laughing and joking around, but or this crazy cow horn noise that I want to use and put a crazy ass EQ in, filter it in. I don't know, this is some producer shit. You know what I mean? Just all the shit in his head, like this Dilla shit is about to be the illest. Fuck that, we're not using none of that shit, because if it was up to us, we'd use the sampy loopy beats that we normally would use. But with him, you know, recreating itself, I understand. Do your thing, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna lay the vocals, you just make the music. And he went, J Dilla is born. Just like on the Slum Village album, Trinity. They got Dilla for the first time. That was on one.
Yeah, turn the lights down a little lower. Here we go.
who walked in and the party start jumping. Walking in, sparking that shit. Biddies, they sparked it. They talking that shit about who they gon' fuck tonight. And we they first round pick. We slang thick around these bitches, but y'all niggas don't know, cause we keep it low key. Ask your whole privilege to know me now. It's not a lie, it's the truth. I got rolled in the booth, I was high with my crew. You was sly on the side with your bucket of booze, your ego bruise. You can't figure how we do it all. Niggas got juice like James Orenthal. Original niggas, we doing it and doing it well.
Halfway through that record, he decided to change all the beats. So he, you know, we had recordings of those records to different, the more known JD beats. You get what I'm saying? The more soulful with the clap, you know, with his swing on it type of thing. And he went into a session. It was a D12 session in Detroit. And Dre was there. He was working on a D12 album. And I don't know what he saw. When he came back, he said, man, I'm not using those samples. And he stripped all the album. And, you know, a couple of those records were originals. It's only two songs on 48 Hours that where the beats sound like the beat we recorded to. And we had to beg and plead and beg and plead and plead and beg to get those beats that way. And he still said, okay, but I'm playing everything over. And he got in there and he did the drums one piece at a time. Like, he went in there and played the kick. And then he went in there and played the cymbal. And he went. It was amazing how he did it. He had us renting guitars and all type of stuff in the studio just so he could play, because he played everything.
Now everything changed. Dilla copped the range and now everybody's strange, because they don't want to think about, but motherfuckers be talking, shit be leaking out.
Some of your productions are a loophole into black music future. You can feel the vibe. You can feel a social movement underneath the beats. And I suppose black music will be more high-tech than any other music form in maybe 10 years from now.
Yes.
What are your visions right now?
Yeah, like you said, it's definitely changing, and I feel that it's changing for the better, for two reasons. One, I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? It's like to start getting exposure. See, I learned in the last year or so that I have to get myself, like I just said, get yourself out there and be seen and heard. What I see in the future is to keep pushing it, and like I said, and it'll come around, you know what I'm saying? Maybe one day, keep my fingers crossed, maybe I'll have that Neptune's face out there where I can still do me and be accepted, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm hoping for, this future of this whole thing, you know, for really. And I can see that happening right now, because people starting to accept it, you know. People starting to, you know, like I said, come out here and not even see the people that really enjoy this music. It's incredible to see, you know, people, like I said, in Detroit it's hard because it's mainstream only. You know, I'm just a average kid in Detroit. Nobody, you know, nobody knows really. So, but I just stay humble and keep pushing at it though. Yeah.
Where do you see your rhythms going at the moment?
Right now, I'm going back to the raw funk shit. Like I said, with the Electric Circus that me and Common just worked on, it was different for me, because it was like Common had his own vision. And it's like, with certain cats like that, you have to work with them. You know, you can do you, but to a certain extent. I wanted to be a part of that project, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, at the same time, I want people to see and hear what I want to do also, which was, a lot didn't make that album, you know? A lot of the stuff that I really felt that, you know, Kime needed, that's my man, so, you know what I'm saying? And anything he needed, I was there for, you know what I'm saying? And that's the way it came out. But like I said, the future is going to get more rugged.
Electric Circus really flew over some people's heads here in the States. What did you feel about that deep down inside?
The destination never stops, man. It's like,
come on.
I'm just going to a place where I feel creative and free. The Electric Circus was that place at the time, you know, where I felt like this is what hip hop is to me. It was my interpretation of music and art at that time. So I'm going I'm on a path of growth, and that's where I'm going, and it's infinite. I feel like, you know, I felt a little like, dang, I wanted everybody to be in tune with this. This was my expression, my little bridge for the people to get into this, like, this style of music. And I thought everybody would be able to just be like, yo, this is the new thing. But it didn't happen like that. It took some time for people to get into it. And some people never got into it, but that's the price of art, bro. You know, especially when you're doing something different and innovative, it might not touch the people at that time, but it did touch a certain amount of people, and certain people go grow into it later, and that's the beauty of it too. You know, some people could get it years down the line.
People were screaming, though, "We want the old Common back."
Well, I mean, all I can give them is what Common is as a person right now. The old Common was the old Common, you know. They got the old Common. They got Resurrection. They got One Day It All Makes Sense. They got Like Water For Chocolate. So it's on to the next.
Delag av Common-låtar i stil med Doing It och Nag Champa för projektet Electric Circus. Men Common ville göra något som han inte gjort eller hört förut. Sin variant av Pink Floyds Dark Side of the Moon utan att låta som Pink Floyd. Alla försökte påverka Common att skapa något i stil med Like Water For Chocolate, skivbolaget Questlove och Dilla, men ingen lyckades. Common var tvungen att få ut musiken som han hörde i huvudet. Jay Dilla var inne i en diskussion med sig själv om vilken riktning han skulle lägga mest kraft på. Fortfarande låst i MCA-kontraktet pendlade han mellan teknologisk keyboard-driven futurism och rå 45-varvs funk.
Where I think I'm going now is more to raw funk, and as I explained earlier, like how I listen to the drummers and the offbeat drummers, like I'm trying to find that funk 45 sound right now. Like I think, you know, this next year or two, that's what I'm gonna really focus on. Still, you know, still JD, you know, but like I said, for example, I don't know who made the original, The Substitution, but I just did a track with that, and it's like what I did with this track, I mean, I'm just saying from a producer's point, if they heard what I did with these drums, it would almost be like a person asking, how did he do that? Like, that's impossible.
Getting hugs from dames, well, I don't even know their name. Just seeing what flick they was in as the world and the DJ spins. Henny cranberry blends. Girls in the club with their friends, looking for men. Dancing with each other, intrigued by the chance that they love us. Brothers in my ear talk about they got tracks. Sisters in my ear talk about they got black movements for me to move with. Bad breath mixed with music. It's good time, so let me use it. Yo, yo.
I'm moving towards doing things that producers would look at as, or just people that enjoy good music would look at as, like I said, how did he do that?
You know, so chopping up the record instead of putting layers and layers, just take it straight from the record and, you know, making beats with it. Like, you know, and rhythmically, like I'm hearing a lot of like African beats and a lot of weird shit. It's some new shit I got. It's like some church almost rhythms. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we tried one on the Common Electric Circus. I think like the second track on there, but it's like moving towards, like I said, more funk, even more soul than before. You know, like I said, just trying to really get into it, but not. I'm trying to stray away from the keyboards for a minute, only for a minute. You know, just like I said, the last 2 years been kind of I've been stuck in this, you know, MCA thing. You know, I shouldn't be scared to say it. MCA had me like just on lock. You know, I couldn't do anything. So it was like I said, this year I'm just really getting free of the situation, so I can do what I want to do. And I think to get my foot really back in the door, I think I need to, like I said, touch these break beats and, you know, get the people, get the producers and get these writers, get the people that's interested in this change, you know what I'm saying, and the new sound, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to always bring something new. And I think that's been a kind of a problem with me, because I'm always trying to do something like I've never done before, you know, and it's hard to do that. But, you know, that's where my head is at every day. It's like I try to do what I didn't do yesterday, you know. So that's what I think I'm going for the future. So whatever you people might have heard, you know, expect it, you know, because I would never just, you know, like just stray away from what I do. And, you know, leave people, like I said, the people that feel what I'm doing, just leave them like, okay, what happened, you know? Just change this whole. So yeah, I would definitely have a little bit of the element, JD element, but it's time for change. It's time to move, you know, towards the front. Like I said, Biz Markie, like the album he got sued for, the All Samples Clear, that, you know, I say Biz because he real funky to me, like a funky cat, like just, that's all I can say, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going there. And actually, I just did some new stuff for his new stuff. Yeah, yeah. And it's, like I said, that's where I'm moving in that direction. And I think that's going to be crazy. You know, that was one of my, you know, people who I grew up listening to.
I put humor in mine. I don't really try to put humor. The more thing I do is put funky and put just want to be so different than everybody else.
Yeah, this how we doing it for the 9-3. I'm on a smooth tip. Yo, bitch, kick some funky for a word up.
Whether I be serious, whether I be funny, it don't matter. As long as I be funky, that's what matter.
Ibland kändes det som om clown-elementet i Biz Markie tog uppmärksamhet från freestyle-förmågan, beatboxandet och artisteriet överlag. Men det komiska var bara en del av hans konst. Biz Markie alltid funky med sitt druckna, obekymrade sätt att rappa. Den mänskliga trummaskinen anlände på skiva när han backade upp grymma Roxanne Shanté, som då var 16, till en kör med hejarop i Def Fresh Crew.
Well, with me and my sister Shanté, whatever she needed me to do, I did it. You know, it was just funky the way it came out, because we were just playing around in the studio and it just came out as a good record.
Do you think that you had crafted the art of human beatboxing by then?
Oh, yes. I was a master at that time. By far a great master of the beatbox at that time.
And the B-side, Biz Beats, that was the blueprint for every human beatboxer after you there.
We came here tonight to get started, to co-act ill or get retarded.
Beatbox-debuten inför publik hade skett flera år tidigare.
It was back in 79. I beatboxed at this house party because somebody's turntable was broken, so I did it.
And how did it sound then?
Oh, it was funky. Nobody could tell if it was a record or not. Because I was doing Mr. Magic by Grover Washington.
Det var Biz Markies leverans, mer än orden, som räknades. Marcel Theo Hall från Long Island, eller Biz Markie,
var målmedveten och ville verkligen bli en del av den revolutionerande producenten Malemals stall. Förmodligen den funkigaste platsen att befinna sig på just då.
Me sitting on the bench waiting for Marley to let me into his house to hear me do the beatbox. That's one of my greatest memories. I was like, yo, I'm gonna make this guy put me down with the crew. So I did the beatbox. I did the beatbox out my neck, put the mic on my head, stand in a handstand, and he put me down.
What did it, do you think?
I think the way how crisp my beats was at that time. Really clear and crisp.
Do you still regard yourself as a child, a grown child?
Of course. I always look at myself as a grown child. Always. Because I think I'll never grow up. I think I'll never grow up. I got the youth in me, and the youth is going to stay in me. I do grown man things, but I still am a child.
And you got the great toy collection.
I have by far one of the best toy collections, record collections, and video collections of this time, this day.
Is there a common bond between funk and toys?
Funk, toys, and videotape.
But you don't let any children play with the toys, right? Why?
Nobody touched my stuff. Nobody. They can look at it, but they can't touch.
Could you mention your most precious items?
Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Rock and Sock and Robots, my Barbie collection, and my electric car collection, AFX G+, my electric car collection.
Oh, you're kidding, a Barbie collection?
Yeah, by far. I got every one.
That's not to hip-hop, some say.
Well, I bought half of it from somebody, and then I bought the other half. I bought the hard ones from somebody. What's the?
Your key for the room.
Where's my transformer?
All upstairs in your room.
Transformer?
Upstairs in your room.
Oh, okay, go ahead. And I bought it out of a yard sale, and then I just kept up with it after 87, 88, and I just kept up with all the new ones.
I want you. I like to introduce myself. My name is Biz Markie, and well, I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music all the way is my specialty. When I go, I want you. Girls get excited. When they hear my lyrics, they want to recite. I'm on the y'all in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson, or the Treasure Tree Record. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music.
Well, I don't just do the beatbox, I rock on the mic, you know the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, book my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Wrong with that kid making that strange noise. It was like for all the flyers and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ, I saw who it is. They said, make the music with your mouth, biz.
Make the music with your mouth, biz. Make the music with your mouth, biz.
Samlaren Biz Markie, som sägs ha ägt en av världens största skivsamlingar. I alla fall i nivå med Afrika Bambaataas. Biz Markie var tvungen att köpa ett extra hus. Och vi undrar också vart hans Barbie-samling tog vägen. Biz Markie gick bort 2021. Make the music with your mouth, Biz, ligger på Biz Markies främsta album. 88 års debut Going Off med producenten Malemal i hög form.
Oh, I do remember the session. It's me and Marley, we were putting the beat together. He put the beat together, and I told him to put the Juno 106 as the shakers and put the 808, but the 808 button got stuck. So that's why you hear the boom, and the button got stuck. So we just left it like that. And I was just happy to make my first record because I wrote the record. I wrote the record in 83, 84, 83. And I finally got to do it in 85, 86.
Was it here that you developed your drunken rap style? It sounded like you're drunk.
Nah, I came up with that, started like 87, 88.
The recording session of Pick and Boogers?
I don't remember. We just did the record. I don't remember.
Do you still pick boogers?
Always.
We have to be aware here.
It's sure to have it trippin', see yo, listen close. It's not bright as the sun, or sweet like sugar, but it's rather on the bug tip and it's called Pickin' Boogers! Now when I am playing, might not be kosher to you, but it's still something we all have to do. To go up your nose with a finger or two, and pull out one old crusty crew. Yo, don't try to front like it's so gloomy and gray, cause we all pick our boogers sometime every day.
The cat sounds on Def Fresh Crew, how did they happen?
I just did it at the time. It was just spontaneous. Meow, 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 meow. I just did it.
What sounds are you most proud of?
My bass. That's it. My bass. All right, I got to go upstairs. I got to get ready.
Keep it up, Biz.
All right, boss. I got to go.
Growing up on these different cats and seeing this change, like I said, the Beastie Boys with Paul Revere and their whole sound, it was a change for hip-hop. It was a change for music. It was something different. And I just see myself on that road, you know, just trying to bring something to the table, something different.
Täta samarbetet i Oma kände sig Jay som en del av Tribe. Skapandet och bråken. Uppföljaren till Beats, Rhymes and Life, The Love Movement hade förmodligen inte blivit av om inte Dilla funnits där. Så många konflikter inom gruppen. Q-Tip och Five ville hela tiden göra olika saker. Tribe Called Quest levde på lånad tid, som Jay Dilla förlängde genom sitt medlande och sin entusiasm. Trots titeln lät The Love Movement som ett sorgligt album och ett avslut. Men återföreningssnacket avtog inte. But they have reunited, more or less, right?
Yes. See, it's like the last year, like that was the problem. They, you know, it was just I used to talk to everybody, but it was just always, you know, like I talked to Five, he'd be like, I'm waiting for Tip. I talked to Tip, he's like, I'm waiting for Five, you know, and it's like they just never
you know, talked, you know what I'm saying? But recently they have been talking. I tell people that they're talking now and, you know, the creative juices are flowing. They know that they need to do it, you know. Just for me, you know what I'm saying? I told Tip, you know, even if y'all just do it for me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had to tell him and I tell everybody, you know, when I told Tip I didn't want to be a part of this new Tribe LP on the production because I want to hear Tribe. It's good. I'm flattered and I love being a part of that, but I want to hear Tribe just for myself so I can be inspired to do things. You know, when I heard them, you know, it was like, you know, like I said, the whole Native Tongue movement, it touched me in a way, you know, a creative way and just in ways that I can't explain. You know, it's still a driving force in my production today, you know. All of that, you know, new edge, you know, just cutting edge type of stuff, you know, innovative.
And that led to the soul renaissance, the whole Native Tongues movement. Without that, no D'Angelo, right. Probably no JD, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, no yeah. Common, no Mos Def, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, like you said that.
Det lär vara ett musikaliskt rovdjur. Han kunde sampla vad som helst och få det att låta Dilla. Alla producenters favoritproducent fick Busta Rhymes solokarriär att rulla. Guidade kameran i hans karriärövergångar, fanns till hands vid The Tribes upplösning och var det hemliga vapnet vid tillverkningen av D'Angelo's Voodoo. Hans rytm där fel blev rätt formade hits åt Janet Jackson och Michael Jackson utan att han var inblandad. Kanye West tog hans krossade trummor. Samtidigt höll Dilla Detroit under jorden vital. Precis innan han valde att lämna den gamla bilstaden såg han en ljusning och la grunden till flera samarbeten.
We're just starting to become a city where we can work together. You know, it's kind of crazy. Everybody in Detroit was kind of like I am. It's like we kind of keep to ourselves in our own world and do our thing. But when we get together, you know, it's all good. But now, like I said, more people starting to hook up. Like Carl Craig just did like a hip hop compilation. You know, things like that. Where before, you know, they might have just stuck to the techno. They might have just did a whole techno compilation. But now they have. You know, my man Kareem Riggins, Amp Fiddler, as I discussed earlier, the guy who taught me how to work the MP, having all of these cats collab and do things. So I think it's definitely getting better. And then even with the Eminem movement, I say, you know, even with that, it's kind of making, you know, waking us up, you know, kind of, you know, getting us together and getting these singers and these rappers and these producers moving and getting them out there, you know. Like I just recently hooked up with a lot of different people that I never imagined myself hooking up with out of Detroit, you know. And I'm looking, you know, even the Carl Craig, you know, doing more work with him and things like that. That's what I said. I wish I could meet these techno cats because I would love to work with them, you know. And like I said, it's more of that going on, more linking. This girl named Melody from Detroit. She's a singer. She's ridiculous. Of course, Duelle, me, Duelle, and Kareem will be doing an LP, jazz sort of LP, through BBE.
Sometimes I feel that I was almost born in the wrong decade, you know? Like maybe I should have been doing music at, you know, 20, 21 back in the 70s.
Dilla blandade lustfyllt framtid med en kunskap om historien, vilket passade hungriga rappare såväl som honungslena soulsångare. Skyddslingen Duelle som lirade på tolkningen av Donald Byrds Think Twice fascinerades av det förgångna utan att fastna i det.
And I'm gonna devote 1 year of my life to just building the time machine and I'll go back to the 70s and I'll look you up. I'll look you up when I get there.
By my time, peace tonight, she will be by my side, sign on the dotted, cause even good ones turn bad. Ooh. And I ain't about to get at no. By my thing, tonight, she will be my alibi to keep them uglies off me. But that ain't right, that ain't right, that ain't right. But I'm a player tonight, useless for me to see.
I'm not shaking, be my A-N-G-G-L. This one looks nice to try. I like the way she fits my eyes. So beautiful that she's divine. I spotted you from across the room and I was digging your moves. You looked at me in a way to prove that my eyes had did what I wanted them to do. Come feel my love when I move on this dance floor with you. I love your ways, you got me for tonight, girl, so don't be shy, angel. I do believe our time's almost up for this night thing. Oh, you came with him, that means my time is growing slim. Cause you know I've got to find my tonight, she will be by my side, side on the dot. Cause even good ones turn bad, and I ain't about to get that. No, my lady, tonight she will be my alibi to keep the uglies off me. But that ain't right, that ain't right, that ain't right. But I'm a player tonight. Useless for me to see a lady unless she can be my A. Cause you know I've got to find someone as fine as you to be mine. Time to last a lifetime. I hope I meet that lady to be. I'm fed up with these no romance dances and these late night creeps. She will be the hottest one from this picture that keeps my mind on high. So fly, truly I can't leave the scene. I refuse to leave this place without my queen. You know that means I've got to find my timepiece tonight. She will be by my side, side on the dot. Cause even good ones turn bad, and I ain't about to get that. No, my lady tonight. She will be my alibi to keep the police off me. But that ain't right, that ain't right, that ain't right. But I'm a player tonight. Useless for me to see the lady unless she can be my A-N-G-G-L.
And I was playing the Fender Rhodes, and that's actually how I met Slum Village. And, you know, Slum Village, you know, they approached me like, yeah, man, you doing your thing on the roads, man. Well, T3 actually came up to me one night. I was like, yeah, I was familiar with some of their stuff as well. And that's kind of how we met. And, you know, we got to bounce some music off of each other. And we were kind of like in the same vein, you know, musically.
The Wale inledde en lovande egen karriär. Och Dilla hade stora förhoppningar gällande en kärv rappare som han mötte i kretsen kring The Hip Hop Shop.
A guy named Giltz Simpson from Detroit.
We were planning on doing a record called The Verdict, which was going to be half done by him, half done by Mr. Porter, which is Con Artist from D12. We was going to do that, you know what I'm saying? We had a couple other things in the works. Me and him was going to do a project exclusively together. I was going to do an album while produced by him, you know what I'm saying? We had a whole lot of things in the works. But he got sick, and once he started getting sick, you know, none of that really seemed important to me anymore. Really, just him getting healthy was the only thing I was really stressing. So the music kind of took a back seat, you know, to what he was dealing with, you know, at the current time with his health issues.
Did you visit him when he was laying in his bed, sort of sampling from a small machine, a lot of soul music laying around and stuff like that?
No, I didn't visit him when he was in California, in the hospital. That's when they brought the studio and stuff to him. I visited him after he got out of the hospital. He went back to his spot in L.A., and I flew out, you know what I'm saying, and kicked it with him for like a whole week out there. And I was actually one of the last people that was really around him before he passed. That was like the summer before he had passed, you know what I'm saying. I was out there, and we kicked it. That's when we did Baby, you know what I'm saying.
Let's go. Turn it up. Live niggas, throw it up. It's the official. We got the bag for you. Go.
You can kiss Giltz Simpson at a rave with babes. Packing a 38 snub and a razor blade. Thug shit in a major way. I beat your dog's ass like Flavor Flav. Thug niggas with guns beneath leathers. If you know better, keep your bitch on tether. Niggas got snow like cold, cold weather. And big money clips, cause it fold dope better.
Packing three cuties in the Hemi. I be running bowls like Luke in Miami. Before I hit it, gotta get the half of my Jimmy. I don't mean to pimp that hard, it's just Hemi. Got a thick flow, a couple of pistols. Got this thick chick Coco from Cisco. Saying they a meta, we backstage in the bathroom. She got a mouth like a vacuum. We them boys with the chains on the neck. Hey, 5 minutes, we untangling them. It's MJ, make sure the name on the check. JD in a turning lane with your ex, like Los Angeles.
In the knots is scandalous. Dick like big bread basket sandwiches. Choke on that, we smoke on bats. I put a hole through the horse on your polo hat. And leave the shit smoking where the logo at. And the witnesses won't tell the popo jack. That's how it is when we fuck shit up. Kill it, keep the hoes horny and the blunts lit up. Feel it.
Yup. Real talk, y'all. I met this girl last night. She whispered in my ear like,
baby, you're the one. Baby, take me home tonight.
Made the wrist glow. Think it's a disco when I ran Bisco. If you're feeling it, where your Earl Flynn at? Cut the check, Tim, tell him where the sin at.
P3, Sveriges Radio.
Ekot nu. Det har exploderat i Hjortmossen i Trollhättan under kvällen. Polisen fick in flera samtal om höga smällar vid 11:15. Enligt polisen så har det exploderat vid en hyresfastighet som uppges ha fått vissa skador. Ingen människa ska ha skadats. Den svenska kronan har ökat med över 10% mot dollarn sedan årsskiftet och går mot sitt bästa kvartal på 15 år, det rapporterar Financial Times. Och med tanke på den globala ekonomiska oron så är kronans kurs överraskande, det säger Amanda Sundström som är valutastrateg på SEB.
Högre osäkerhet i omvärlden leder oftast till en försvagning av kronan. Och nu ser vi ju faktiskt det helt motsatta.
Den senaste månaden har Stockholmsbörsens storbolagsindex backat med över 6,5%. Den typen av nedgång brukar göra att valutahandlare söker sig till större valutor som dollarn och euron. Vilket leder till att kronan brukar försvagas. Men under samma period har kronan istället stärkts med nästan 5% mot dollarn. Och anledningen till det är enligt Amanda Sundström att samma osäkerhet som tvingar ner börserna har lett till investeringsvilja och försvarsupprustning i Europa. Något som bedöms gynna Sverige mer än många andra europeiska länder.
Både i att vi har den här stora direkta försvarsindustrin men också en industri som skulle kunna gagnas av att man behöver rusta upp med infrastruktur och andra satsningar.
Och reporter här, det var Emil Rönnlund. SMHI har utfärdat en varning för gräsbränder från imorgon för stora delar av landet. Främst i snöfria områden som Götaland, Svealand och stora delar av södra Norrland. Och enligt SMHI så är ett högtryck på väg in över landet. Och det kommer att bli uppemot 20 grader i Syd- och Mellansverige i mitten av veckan. Ekot Tina Flodin.
Tack så mycket för det, Tina. Och nu i en direktsändning från Radiohuset i Stockholm.
Direkt från Radiohuset i Stockholm.
Vaken.
Med P3
och P4.
Och i studion Peter Sundberg och Lisa Friberg.
I would never get old. Then you pull.
Open Hearts med The Weeknd här i Vaken med Peter Sundberg och Lisa Friberg. Vi är på plats, Lisa.
Det är vi.
För nya 7 nätter i den här radiokanalen, eller radiokanalerna, P3 och P4.
Mm.
Vi ska hänga här hela veckan och vi håller er vakna fram till 6.
Mm.
Vi hörde Tine Flodin snacka om den svenska kronan ökat med mer, ja, över 10% mot dollarn sedan årsskiftet. Och jag tycker det är så underbart att man får en positiv nyhet.
Ja.
Nu vet man att industrin i vissa, på vissa hänseenden med export och så tycker det här är skitdåligt. Men som resenär känns det ju kul.
Ja.
Och alltså, sist jag var ute och reste så häpnade jag när jag växlade in mina svenska kronor. Nu, inte för att jag liksom satt och växlade till. Men ändå när man betalade och man såg vad det kostade så satt man ju någonting i halsen.
Mm.
Alltså man gjorde det varje gång man betalade. Och då gick jag in och kollade. För med tanke på den globala ekonomiska oron så är ju kronans kurs ganska överraskande, som vi hörde i Ekot. Mm. Och då gick jag in och kollade här vad man egentligen får för en krona nu. Och då kostar 1 euro 10,84.
Ja, det är så jag tänker att han har gjort länge, men det kanske han inte har.
Nej, och den amerikanska dollarn kostar 10 kronor, ganska exakt. 10,02. 10 kronor och 2 öre. Mm. Så 10 spänn för en dollar.
Mm.
Alltså det är ju underbart. Det var ju, den har ju varit betydligt dyrare.
Ja, alltså jag kommer ihåg när liksom det var inflation och den svenska kronan var jätte, eller det är fortfarande inflation såklart, men när den svenska kronan var jätte svag och man skyllde mycket på en svag krona för mycket av eländet i Sverige.
Ja.
Och att det var många som bara, vi skulle haft skaffat euro när vi hade chansen och så vidare. Men det är ju en sån grej som har varit lite coolt med Sverige tycker jag, att vi är ett av få, alltså länder som är med i EU som slapp den. För man var ju tvungen att gå över till egentligen den gemensamma monetära valutan så småningom.
Danskarna har ju kvar sin danska krona, men de har knutit sin valuta mot euron.
Okej, men för det står i papperna att vi skulle som sakta övergå när det passar oss. Så står det liksom. Men vi har hållit kvar i den svenska kronan.
Storbritannien, de har ju sitt brittiska pund. Och jag minns liksom när det låg över 15 kronor. Det var tidigare för dem. Det var dyrt att vara där då. Nu är det bara 13 kronor ett pund kostar. Mm. Det är också alltså, så här, lite för att vara ändå ett pund.
Mm.
Men det som jag gladde mig senast jag reste till vårt västra grannland Norge, det var ju att jag kände som när jag tittade på mitt utrymme. Alltså, det har de verkligen... För det brukar vara så dyrt där. Alltså norska kronor har ju som varit lite dyrare i ett par år än den svenska. Och så inser jag, men vänta nu. Är det samma? Och nu är ju faktiskt den norska kronan, alltså du får ju, alltså det kostar ju bara 96 öre en norsk krona. Så att den är ju riktigt svag jämfört med den svenska. Och det blir man ju nästan ännu gladare än det där med dollarn. Eller hur?
Ja, det blir man.
Må icke tilläckes.
Nej.
good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's